Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1884, Tax Planning for Inherited IRAs, part 1, by Sean Mullaney of FiTaxGuy.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. I have a bit of a longer post today. I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So let's dive into the first half and start optimizing your life. Tax Planning for Inherited IRAs, Part 1, by Sean Mullaney of FiTaxGuy.com. There's a tension some in the financial independence community feel. Should I work with a financial planner or not? In some cases, do-it-yourself might very well be sufficient. However, one situation that may strongly suggest you need professional financial planning and tax assistance is inheriting a sizable IRA. The SECURE Act made important changes to inherited IRAs that for many will necessitate significant planning. Note on terminology. The original owner of a retirement account, 401k, traditional IRA, Roth IRA, etc., is referred to as the owner. Upon the owner's death, a retirement account passes to a beneficiary or beneficiaries. The beneficiary never becomes the owner, other than in the case of a spousal rollover. The beneficiary is referred to as the beneficiary. Upon the beneficiary's death, the retirement account passes to another beneficiary or beneficiaries, sometimes referred to as successor beneficiaries. The Stretch IRA. Before January 1st, 2020, many traditional IRA beneficiaries could stretch out the payment of the traditional IRA over their remaining lifetime by taking annual required minimum distributions, or RMDs. In many cases, this meant a relatively small hit of taxable income annually. Example 1. Jock Ewen died on December 1, 2018, and at the time, his traditional IRA was worth $980,000. He left half of the traditional IRA to his son, JR, and half the traditional IRA to his son, Bobby. As of December 31st, 2018, the traditional IRA was worth $1 million. At the end of 2019, JR is age 50 and Bobby is age 45. Assuming JR and Bobby appropriately divided and titled the IRA into inherited IRAs for each of their benefit, they would use the IRS single life table and take their annual RMD by December 31st, 2019. JR would divide the 12/31/18 balance of $500,000 in his inherited IRA by the age 50 factor of 34.2 to get his 2019 RMD of $14,620. Bobby does a similar exercise using his 38.8 age factor from the table and gets an RMD of $12,887. Each year, they subtract 1 from the prior year factor and use the prior year's ending balance to obtain their RMD amount. As you can see, Bobby and JR take a tax hit. But even on a very large traditional IRA, $500,000 each, the tax hit isn't crippling. It will, in most years, increase over Bobby and JR's lifetimes, but both JR and Bobby can spread out the hit over 30 plus years. Not bad. Elimination of the Stretch IRA. Unfortunately, example one is no longer the law of the land as applied to JR, Bobby, and many other beneficiaries if the death occurs in 2020 or later. If Jock dies in 2020 or later, JR and Bobby have a much different outcome. Here is the same example under the new Secure Act rules. Example two, Jock Ewen died on December 1st, 2020. At the time, his traditional IRA was worth $980,000. He left half the traditional IRA to his son, JR, and half the traditional IRA to his son, Bobby. At the time of Jock's death, JR was 49 and Bobby was 44. As of December 31st, 2020, the traditional IRA was worth $1 million. Both JR and Bobby must each empty their inherited IRA by the close of the 10th year following Jock's death. December 31st, 2030, the 10-year rule. In no year other than 2030 is there a required distribution. But obviously, if JR and Bobby are interested in managing their marginal tax rates, they should not wait until 2030 to distribute out the inherited IRA. What can JR and Bobby do? Here are some ideas. Number one, spread out the hit as much as possible. Because federal income tax rates are progressive and determined on an annual basis, it's generally advisable to spread out income over multiple taxable years. For example, perhaps JR and Bobby each take $50,000 out of the inherited IRA annually and increase it for inflation slash asset growth so as to reduce the amount of progression through the tax brackets in any one year. Another thought, retitle the IRA into an inherited IRA in the year the owner died. That would facilitate the beneficiary taking a distribution in the year of the owner's death. The advantage of the beneficiary taking a distribution in the year of the owner's death is that the beneficiary spreads out the taxable hit over 11 taxable years instead of 10. Not as good as the 30 plus years like a stretch IRA, but some improvement. And number two, take more in down years. Beneficiaries of large inherited IRAs need to do annual year-end tax planning. If their taxable income for any year in the 10 to 11 year window is less than normal, it might be a great opportunity to withdraw more of the inherited IRA and get that income into a lower federal tax bracket. 2 points. First, inherited IRA withdrawals are irrevocable. If you take the money, it's included in your taxable income. There's no 60-day rollover or other do-over. Before taking the money, be sure that you want to include it in your taxable income in that particular year. Second, decisions need to be made by year end. Beneficiaries can't take money in early January from an inherited IRA and designate it as being for the prior year. The withdrawal timing rule lacks the flexibility of the timing rule for contributions to one's own IRA. Thus, it's important to attend to tax planning in this regard long before December 31st. Planning alternatives. The inherited IRA rules are now significantly worse than they once were. That's an important planning consideration. However, don't lose sight of the owner's financial needs. A traditional IRA owner should not implement tax or financial planning that mostly benefits a younger beneficiary at the cost of risking their own financial future. The following types of planning, other than leaving to an eligible designated beneficiary, should only be implemented if the IRA owner, him or herself, is secure in their own financial future. Hear those in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled Tax Planning for Inherited IRAs by Sean Mullaney of FiTaxGuy.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. While this article is about the very specific topic of inheriting an IRA, for me, it demonstrates the benefit of working with a CPA. Tax laws are constantly changing, so there's a huge benefit to working with someone who's knowledgeable about how these changes will affect my specific situation. And what's great about CPAs like Sean is that oftentimes they're able to help us focus on being strategic about lowering our lifetime tax burden versus just focusing on the impact of taxes in any one year. We talk so much on the show about optimizing expenses and income, but sometimes keeping more of the money you have through optimizing taxes can be a huge win. When it comes to investing and financial planning, I keep it simple so it's easy to manage myself. But as demonstrated in this article, taxes can be complicated, so it might make sense to work with a CPA. Well, that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day and great weekend. And I'll see you tomorrow, where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.